Pasuk Perek Lamed Pasuk Yudzayin. Vayishma Elokim El Leah. Hashem listened to Leah. Stop. Sorry. You have him. Off. Perek Lamed Pasuk Yudzayin. Vayishma Elokim El Leah. Hashem heard Leah. Vatahar, she became pregnant. Vatela liYaakov ben Chamishi. There's a Rashi, very interesting Rashi over here. Let me start with the Kasha. We say in Slichas, for those of you who managed to stay inside for Bahab, Mi she'ona lechananya mishol v'azaria b'sech kiv shana'esh hu yaneinu. The one who listened, chananya mishol v'azaria, when they were put in a furnace, should listen to our tefillahs. And the kasha is, why is it that it says that Hashem listened to their tefillahs? What tefillahs did they have? When they went to the Kishna Eish, they went into the furnace to die al Kiddush Hashem. When somebody goes to die al Kiddush Hashem, they're not expecting an ace. If you go in there to get saved, it's not the same thing. You're supposed to be ready to die. They were ready to die, so what was the tefillah over there? The pshat is, we can answer with this Rashi over here. Rashi says, Vayishma lekim aleh, Hashem listened to Leah. What did Hashem listen to? What tefillah? Says Rashi, Shoisimis aveh umachzeres laharbe shvotim. She had a taiva desire, and she was looking to have more shvotim. What Rashi is telling us, through her actions, we saw that she wanted very much to have children. It wasn't a tefillah that she said. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu could see from her actions. HaKadosh Baruch Hu could see what her heart wanted. Her inner desires, Hashem saw. In other words, there's such a thing as a tefillah belav, that you don't even say it out, but Hashem hears you. Yigyu l'rotzen imrefi, v'hegyu nibi. Hegyu nibi is what your heart desires, Hashem sees. So it was as if she davened. The same thing with Hanan Mishol v'Azaria. They were in the fire. What was their innermost desire at that time? To die what? Al Kiddush Hashem. They wanted to make the biggest Kiddush Hashem possible. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu heard the tefillah. You want a Kiddush Hashem? I'll give you an even bigger Kiddush Hashem. And Hashem made the nace that they were able to walk around in the fire. So that was an even bigger Kiddush Hashem. It's as if they davened for that, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu listened to their tefillahs. It's an interesting pshat. But the Maaseh, the Mefarshim, most Mefarshim don't learn like that. I saw, you look on the page over here, the Rechaim HaKadosh. Rechaim HaKadosh says, Vayishma Elokim. He says, HaKadosh Baruch Hu heard the tefillah. And the Mefarish explains below, what tefillah do you see? So he says, otherwise, what did Hashem listen to? It must have been a tefillah. The Zipporan also says, Shekdima HaKadosh Baruch Hu heard her. First, she did a shtadlus. She did something in order to have children. And then, she did a tefillah as well. We see also a little later on, Vayizke lekimis Rachel, Hashem remembered Rachel. Sipporna learns over there as well, because it says, Vayishma lelekem, Hashem listened. What does it mean? Shespalla also, it means a tefillah. Even though the Torah doesn't write it, there was a tefillah. But what does it mean, Hashem remembered Rachel? So Sipporna says, Hashem remembered her because sheshtadla lehoilid. She did something in order to have children. She took her co-wife into the house. And also, she took the flowers. She went and exchanged. She took the flowers from Leah. She was doing a lot to have children. So Hashem remembered her. So Zipporna is learning a very posh attach in the Pesukim. From what was happening, Hashem remembered her. Rashi doesn't learn like this. Rashi had a big problem over here. What does it mean, Hashem remembered Rachel? So Hashem said, Hashem remembered that she gave over the simonim to her sister. Hashem gave the simonim, that Rachel gave the simonim to her sister, and therefore she had a schus to have children. There's a maisa that took place with the Stei Chemed. The Stei Chemed said he was a younger man in Kodel. He wasn't from the best learners in the Kodel. And while he was learning there, he was the biggest masmid. He was the first one there, the Stei Chemed, the last to leave. And there was somebody there who didn't like him, who was jealous of him. And the person set up to get him into trouble. They didn't want him to be looked at as such a special person, that the cleaning lady should claim rumors that he, and start saying stories that he started up with her. And somebody spread these rumors. He hired the cleaning lady to say it. She started up with her. He started up with her. He hired the cleaning lady to do this. And the cleaning lady did this. And at the time, the Rosh Yeshiva there, Rosh Kodel, made a whole inquiry. And he found the whole thing wasn't true. And he fired this cleaning lady. Meanwhile, of course, you can imagine for him how it looked. That, of course, he got fired. But once people talk, you know, people say, yeah, there was a cover-up, there's no smoke without fire, maybe it wasn't exactly true. He wasn't looked on the same way. A couple of years go by, and this cleaning lady comes to the house of the Steichemet. And she says to him that, tells him the whole story. And she says, I lost my job, and since then I've been suffering. Do me a favor, please help me get my job back. And I'll tell everybody that the whole rumor wasn't true, I was paid to do it, please help me out. So he said to her, he was very excited at the time, and he was thinking, wow, it's an opportunity for me to clear my name. And then he thought to himself, if I go and do that, imagine everybody's going to realize, and is going to find out this person paid her, and is going to make such a chil Hashem, such a thing. How can I do that? You're right, I'm suffering now. But I can't make a chil Hashem. So he said, I told her, I will help you on condition you don't tell anybody what happened. Keep it quiet and I'll help you out. And that's what happened. He helped her out, and she never ever told anybody. I guess they found out after he died, the story. He said, after that, the Ma'ainas HaChochma, the wellsprings of Chochma, opened up for him. He became a different person. And he says that he saw that the Siyata Dishmai had after that, because of this Ma'isa, was unbelievable. He became the Steichemet because of that, and he wrote a 10-volume encyclopedia, Al HaTorah, from what happened, because of this tzchus that he had. He looked at it, that was his tzchus. There's times in life where we feel we're giving up something. Mr. Pfeiffer, Rachel felt that she was giving up over here. Imagine what she was giving up. She was supposed to be an aim in Klal Yisrael. She was destined to be an aim in Klal Yisrael. But then she saw her sister's going to be embarrassed. Her sister's going to be embarrassed, so she takes the simonim and gives them to her sister. As far as she was concerned, she was giving up her destiny. Yaakov will never marry her. It's also to marry two sisters. Yaakov keeps the Torah. She, who knows, she might land up with Esav. But she was willing to sacrifice her role as an aim in Klal Yisrael. What happened? What happened is, she wasn't giving up her role as an aim in Klal Yisrael. Just like the Steichemet wasn't giving up when he didn't want to make a Chil Hashem, he was gaining from it. She never could have had children. She was Nakara. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu remembered what she had given the Simonim over. HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, someone like this deserves an ace. Because of what she did, she became an aim in Klal Yisrael. If she wouldn't have given the Simonim over, Al Pi Derech HaTeva, she never could have had children. It might look like she's going to be an aim. She's destined to be an aim. But she couldn't have been a mother in Klal Yisrael because she was Nakara. But now that she gave the simonim and gave up her role, that is what created her role as an aim in Klal Yisrael. So sometimes a person thinks they're sacrificing. It looks like a sacrifice, but it's not. You cannot believe what you're doing if you would know what you're doing for yourself. The Pasuk says, Paraglamad Pasuk Yudalad, Vayelech Ruvein Bibek Sir Chitim, Vayim Sador Dodomi found flowers. Sipporna explains these flowers would help a person have children. They were good for fertility. Vayovois, he gave them a Leah Imoy. He saw his mother wanted very much to have children. So he gave these flowers to Leah. And Rachel wanted them. So Rachel said, what's more important to me? I want children more than I want to be with Yaakov. She gave up being with Yaakov to have children. What did Leah say? I'd rather be out with Yaakov than have children. What was the ikka? What was the priority? Each one was stressing now their priority. So since Leah's priority was to be with her husband, so therefore she was buried with her husband in Maraz HaMachpelah. Rachel's priority was children. She was sacrificing her husband for her children. So then what happened to her? She was buried in a place where she could cry for her children. So she gave this simonim over to her. Why did she give the simonim? She couldn't see the embarrassment of her sister. But she made a deal with Yaakov. they had actually worked out this scenario. They knew lover might try a trick, and they made this secret password in order to stop this happening. So it's very nice. She gets Frum now, and she wants to give Simon him over. But what about Yaakov? How can she renege on the deal? What right did she have to do that? And the answer is very simple. There's a famous medrash in Eicha that says that at the time of the Churban, Avraham Avinu came and was mispal the Klai Yisrael. And he said, I went and was willing to shech my son. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu sent him away. Yitzchak came and said, I went to put my neck there for that Keda. Nothing. Yaakov came. Moshe Rabbeinu came. One after the other, they come as powerful Klal Yisrael. And the Ribbono Shlom doesn't listen to any of them. Comes along Rachel. And Rachel said, I gave over this morning to my sister. And then HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, because of you, Rachel, I will save them. Mini koylech bibechi v'naich midimo. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu promised Rachel they'll save Klal Yisrael. What was it that Rachel had over the others, over Moshe Rabbeinu? What was the mile of Rachel? So the pshat is, you could say, she gave over the simonim to her sister. Did she have a right? Absolutely not. She had no right to do it. What did she say? She said, my sister, never, Rachmon and Islam, what's going to be with her? You're right, I made a deal. I'm not right in what I'm doing. I'm doing wrong. But I can't see my sister suffer like that. It's too much for me to see it. And she gave over the simonim and the maisa. That was the right thing to do. And when Yaakov saw that it happened, he had no tainas on her. You see, he says to Lavan, Lomiri misoni, why did you trick me? He never says it to Rachel, why did you trick me? He had no tainas. Forget, the Klei Yaakov says, Vayehav Yaakov Rachel Milea. He loved Rachel more than Leah. He learns Pshat is not more than Leah. Mileah means because of Leah. Because of the Maisa with Leah. He loved her more because she gave the Simonim. So she comes to Ribbono Shlom and says, Ribbono Shlom, you're right, Klai Yisrael deserve to be wiped out. But they're your children. How can you watch and see? I couldn't see my sister. If I couldn't see my sister like that, even if there wasn't right to do it. It's not right to save Klai Yisrael, but you can't see your children like that. You have to save them. Save them. Moridika Rav Hirsch in this week's parasha. The Pasuk says, at the beginning of the parasha, Vayifka Bamoki. Yaakov came upon the place. And he says that the word Vayifka Bamoki means, it doesn't just mean coming to a place. It means something happening, a major thing happening, and like being awestruck, seeing something wondrous. So Yaakov came across the Makom HaMikdash. Vayifka Bamokim. It hit him. He was awestruck by it. At the end of the parasha, again we get the word Vayifka. It's not a common word. You get it at the end of the parasha. And what does it say over there? Vayifka. The end of the parasha says, Perek Lamed Beis, Pasuk Beis, V'Yakev Holach L'Darkoi, V'Yifku Boi Malach Elikim. Says Rav Hirsch over there, V'Yifku Boi. Yaakov comes along, and the Malachim meet him. They were awestruck. They saw an amazing sight. They saw Yaakov, his Mishpacha. They were coming from a place of Lavan, from a place of Reshoim. And he saw how he'd raised, the Malachim saw how he'd raised his children. What a beautiful Mishpacha he had. Vayifku bo Malach Elikim. The Malach Elikim, for them, it was Vayifku bo. They were awestruck by what they saw. That Loshta Pigia. Which is interesting. In other words, they were fascinated how he'd managed to come out, Sholem, completely, from being imperfect, his Ruchnias, from the house of Lavan. There's a Pasuk earlier that says, that Lavan says to his wives, it's time to get out of here. He says to them, Pnei avichem einenu elai kismol shilshem. The face of your father is not to me like yesterday and the day before. Which means, in other words, he's not treating me so well, is the Pasha Pshat. The Belzerov said Pshat is, Pnei avichem einenu elai. When I came to this place, I looked at your father as a Rosha Marusha. Ach, I couldn't be in the same room as him. It would make me throw up every time I would talk to him. I said, oh, Rosha. I wanted to run out every time I saw him. But you know what happened? Bit by bit, I got used to him and used to him and more used to him. The face of your father is not to me like yesterday and the day before. I'm not so sickened by him now. I managed to put up with him now. I see that the riches isn't bothering me so much. If that's so, it's time to get out of here. Perek Lamed Aleph, Pasuk Aleph says that Vayashkim Lovin Baboika, Lovin goes, gets a birdie and leaves, and then it says, Vayelech he went, Vayoshov Lovin Limkoimo. Says the Meshech Chachma, an important yosoid. There's many Bachrim who come to Yeshiva, and they come here at the beginning of the year, and they leave at the end of the year exactly the same. Some do that for 4 years. They come to high school, 4 years later they were dropped off. In ninth grade, their parents picked them up as a 12th grade. No change whatsoever. They're in a makom of Kedusha. And there's no change. It doesn't affect them in any way. And then there's Bachram who come here. Not just at the end of the year there's change. You see mamish constant growth. I have to say there's many people in my Bachram and my Shia. And I've seen in 2 months already. Less than two. Yeah, about 2 months. Unbelievable growth in them. It's unbelievable to see changes. You decide for yourself. Vayelech he went. Vayoshev Lovnim Koimoi. Says the Meshech Chachma. Lovn had been in the same house as Yaakov for 20 years. He went back Lim Koimoi. Same place as he was before. No change whatsoever. Just like Obama promised change, what happened? No change. Same with Lovn. But Yaakov, what happened with him? Halach Ledarkoi. It doesn't say he went Lim Koimoi to his place. He went Ledarkoi. There's no mokum he's going to. It's a derech. It's a path. He's always going. You're never in your place. There's always growth, more to grow, more to grow. Looking, what can I accomplish? What can I achieve? That was Yaakov's derech. So what happens? Somebody goes like that. Halach Ledarkoi. Vayifku by Malach Elikim. Malachim came to meet up a person, which he doesn't say this. That's the maila that a person has over Malachim. Malachim are called an oimer. They stand still. A person is a hoilach. They saw, wow, like we mentioned before, Vayifku boy, they met up with him. They saw it's a hoilach, he's growing, even in Beis HaShalavon. There's so much growth there. So Vayifku Malach Elikim, they were so nispol to see such a thing like that, that they couldn't understand it could have so much growth. I had a request from Mordechai to repeat over something I said yesterday, so I'll say it again. Vayetze Yaakov Miber Shova Vayelech Charono. The Kasha is partial. Everybody knows the Kasha. Why does it say both Vayetze and Vayelech? If you look in the, I think it's the Beretiv, in the Halachas of Baruch Aleinu, it says when a person is going on a trip, there is a special Shem Hashem that protects you on the trip. The Shem Hashem is Yud, Kei, Vav, Chof. That's a Shem Hashem. So when you say Baruch Aleinu on the day of a trip, you have to have in your mind Kavona for that Shem Hashem by the words Pnei. Is it the last letter is a Yud, Ha'adom is a Hey, Sabenu is a Vav, Mituvech is a Chav. Shbim Mechavan, that Shem Hashem in Shemon Esrei, to protect you on the way. Even if your minig is normally to say Sabenu Mituva, if you're going on a trip, you should say Mituvech, to think that Shem Hashem. Yaakov was going on a trip over here, a dangerous trip. Esau was going to come and meet him. So he has to have that Shem Hashem. What's the Shem Hashem? Yud Kei Vav Chav. In the word, what is extra in this pasuk? Vayetzi Yaakov Be'er Sheva. What should it say? Vayetzi Yaakov Be'er Sheva L'choron. What does it say? Vayelech Chorono. So the Vav is extra Vayelech. The Yud is extra. The Lamed is not extra because it would have to say Vayetzi Yaakov Be'er Sheva L'choron. The Lamed is not extra. Vav is, the Yud is, and the Chof is of Vayelech is extra. And then Chorono, it wouldn't have to say Choron, it would say L'choron. So the Hey is extra. So in this pasuk you have Vav, Yud, Chav. You have the Hey, you have the Shem Hashem to protect Yaakov on the way. It says when a person is going on a trip, he should leave B'toich Dva Halocha. Which Halocha? Yochid V'Rabim, Halocha K'Rabim. Yochid Yud, Halocha Hey, Yochid V'Rabim, Yochid Yud, V'Rabim Vav, Halocha Hey, K'Rabim Chav. A person, a bacher becomes a bar mitzvah. He's going on the trip of his life. Baruch, Shepatrani, May Oinshay Shalazer. Soif Teva is Baruch Chav, Shepatrani Yud, May Oinshay Vav, Shalazer Hey. A person goes on a trip. You have, the Pasuk says, the Medrash says over here, Vayetzi Yaakov Be'er Sheva L'choron. The Medrash says, Ki Malachov Yitzavelach Shmorcha B'chol Drachecha. Ki is a Yud, Malacha Vav, Yitzava He, Lishmarucha ends with a Chav. Yud Kei Vav Chav to protect you on the way. Good Shabbos.
I like that.